You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey there, Rays fans. Ben De La Vega here with your Drag World podcast for today, Wednesday, October 25th, 2006. Just got some news in this morning as NHRA Pro Stock racer Erica Enders and her team stayed after the recently run Torco Racefields NHRA Nationals in Virginia Motorsports Park in order to do some testing, and this was with Terry Adams behind the wheel. Now, after they tried out some clutch combinations and everything, Terry took the revived Dodge Stratus to an amazing pass of a 656 at, get this, 210 miles an hour. So let's see what the team can do this weekend as they travel to Las Vegas with the other teams. Now, also international news. Santa Pod Raceway in England just played host to the FIA European Drag Race Finals. And aside from the record crowds and the action on track, also produced record elapsed times in Top Fuel, Pro Stock, and Pro Mod. Now, in Top Fuel, it was a team of Swiss rookie Urs Urbacher and American Nitro legend tuner Glenn Mikeris, who tuned Urs to a new European record as he qualified in Top Fuel with the number one at a record of a 4.747. Now, Urbacher would go on with solid 4-second passes to meet up with another Top Fuel rookie in the finals, Håkan Nielsen, who ran the a blower belt tossing 5.19, but it was no match as Urbacher's 4.79 took him to the event win. Now, on Top Methanol Dragster, current class champion Dave Wilson qualified number one with a 5.43 and had a competition by run where he went on to make another pass of a 5.43 in the first round. Now, Wilson would go on to the finals where he met up with Germany's Peter Schoeffer, who won the event with a 5.55 after he struck the tires at the starting line. He could only pedal to a 5.70. Now, Swede drag racer Leif Andersson dominated Top Methanol Funny Car qualifying with a 5.72, which was a tenth of a second over the number two qualifier. And the points championship was decided in the second round as Andreasen and fellow Swede Ulf Leander squared off at the green. Andreasen red-lit his title away to a motor-destroying 6.43 as Leander just cruised down the track so he could save his motor for the finals, where he ended up meeting up with Dan Larson, who ended up winning the event with a pass of a 5.87. Now in Pro Stock, the top qualifier was Michael Malmgren, as he broke the European record with his 6.85, which would take him into the finals to face off with Jimmy Allund. And not only did Allen take the win with a better reaction time and a 6.92 pass, but Allen would also go on to win the European Championship with that run. Now, in Pro Modify, that would end up being a spectacular class as it is here in the States. When qualifying was all said and done, Swede racer Urban Johansson would end up number one with a new European record with the first pass in the teens when he ran a 6.17 in his 63 Corvette. However, number two belonged to the Brit Andy Robinson, who was also in the teens when he qualified as Studebaker with a 6.19. Now, it would be Johansson who would take the class championship with his first round win, and that's pretty much where his day ended in the semifinals when Johansson's car was shut off at the starting line due to a leak. So in the finals, it was Danny Cockrell going up against Finnish racer Seppo Sipola, and at the finish line, it would be Cockrell who would take the event win with his 57 Chevy Bel Air with a 650 pass. And there's a lot of news going on, and let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever want to write me with news of your own, go ahead and do so. You can reach me at my email, dragworld@podomatic.com. Once again, that's dragworld@podomatic.com. Send me an email and let me know what's going on. Who knows? I may be talking about you right here on the Drag World podcast. And aside from that, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend is going to be the NHRA Nationals as these guys and gals head out for Las Vegas, Nevada. And don't forget, it's also the special Budweiser Top Fuel Show. We'll be covering that tomorrow as well as the rest of the European finals over here with their V-Twin and their Nitro Bike classes and all the sportsman classes. So we'll catch you tomorrow on Drag World. This is Ben De La Vega saying thanks for listening, and you all have a good day. See ya.